Okay, I really hadn't wanted to make a second one, but I was in the middle of a thought. But anyway, and it's probably 10 minutes is enough of that, but of course, I guess I always, here we go, not I always, but I've heard the tape in my brain from my parents saying, you always have to have the last word. Or, you know, the family says that. But the thing is, so in this case, I have to, you know, wrap it up. You know, try to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. You know, even if they're not disabled and or, you know, having an obvious disability, we don't know why that person can't get exercise. It's not okay to assume that someone is just lazy. If, you know, if it seems like they're not exercising. You know, it's not. I think that, yes, obesity is an epidemic, and we need to do something about it. I'll tell you exactly what needs to be done. These companies, like Monsanto with their GMO foods, needs to stop the GMO garbage, and we need to go back to basics. These other companies that like to can and freeze things with buku preservatives need to stop that. Because we don't know all of the ramifications. Heading off out. Speech off. Of the hormonal inhibitors that could possibly be in the makeup of the can, whether it's in plastics or in, heaven forbid, aluminum or whatever, you know. I think that a lot of people in business think about money and sort of health as a side note, or, you know, they still find ways to say, oh, we changed the plastic so it's not, so it doesn't have any more, whatever it is, EPAs or BP or whatever the blarp it is, I don't remember, but the thing is, plastic is plastic, and, you know, it's probably not the best thing for us to be absorbing into our food and eating the chemicals of that along with the major amounts of preservatives, things we can't even pronounce. And, you know, I do believe that we are an overweight society because of all the processed crap there is. You know, they put a lot of processed garbage in mainstream bacon and mainstream this and that. And so, even though, and then the other part of the piece is, if you're on the poverty level, you can't exactly afford to eat everything organic. So you're held over a barrel and you have to do the best you can. And so part of it would be a good thing for the companies to help out a little bit. And the other piece to this is, yes, we need to worry about being healthy with our bodies. We need to actually have a better viewpoint about our bodies, and that we don't need to be held to these stringent standards that are, you know, skinny as a rail, you know, with this everybody having an hourglass figure. I'm sorry, but we're not all going to have hourglass figures. If we stay in shape, We try to be healthy, and we try to eat healthy, and our bodies don't cooperate. We don't need the extra ribbing because people, you know, there are people that have things like Hashimoto's disease, which affects your thyroid, which can make you gain weight, you know. I just wish people would think a little bit before they open their big mouth to spill out some insult called a joke, quote unquote, about somebody who's fat or chubby or overweight or even, I'll tell you what, morbid obesity is no joke and no laughing matter. And if you care about somebody, you would help them rather than sit there and laugh at them and tease them and be such a condemner and a shame dumper on them. You know, nobody who is heavy in any walk of life deserves that. You know, it's one thing if you are a binge eater or you eat, you know, to excess all the time, going back to thirds and fourths and whatever, that's excessive and, you know, you kind of get what you deserve. But on the other hand of it, these people that eat like that, they also probably need some help and don't realize it, don't know it. And they probably actually could use some counseling and, you know, but of course the other piece to it is that these people have to realize they have a problem and try to regroup their eating. And that is not always easy, but baby steps, and just try a little bit of something different every day. You know, you just have to. It isn't good for people to be kicked when they're already down, you know. And if they're trying what they can to exercise and to eat right and to do whatever and they're still fat, you know, we don't need somebody, you know, slurring a bunch of stereotypes on us when we have an issue. And I know I've probably talked about that before, but I wanted to try to be positive, but you know what? I'm not trying to complain bringing these to people. I want them to think about what's going on, to say, you know, I don't like this, and or I don't care what she says. She's blowing smoke or whatever. But each of us, I'm going to tell you something. God did not make garbage. And maybe He didn't want us fat, but we're in a fallen world. And as already explained, you know, the different diseases that make us heavy, combined with the GMOs, the pesticides, and the processing of foods, really take away a lot of nutrition and add a lot of crap that our bodies can't process. And is it any wonder that we are fat? Really, seriously. Speed time. Which channel? Time 37 seconds. Time remaining. Any wonder? Well, this has been Shawnee, and I hope you've enjoyed this two-part segment. Just think about it. It's not here to be a complaint. Just think about it. That's all. Have a good day.